Simukum Sanites, Sefalov. So who is included into the Zimun? So Hashamash Shaochel Kazayis Mazamun Ulov. So the Shamash can be included. We already had this halacha before. Repeating it again, just for being thorough, that the Shamash is included in the Zimun as well. So what's the Chiddush? The Mishnah Berurah and Sefkat Na'alev. Sha'av Shalikavi Atzik B'Shulchan Imahem. He didn't join them by the table. Shaochel Mumid, he eats standing. Megam Harlech Ubo Be'em Sachilos. And he's moving around as he's eating. He's in no way is he really kabu with them. For the Hachim Mitzdarif, he is included. Shekiman Shadera Hachilosa Bekach Zui Kabusa. For him, this is called how he. This is how his meal is. Okay. Mashain came to Ishakir. For Shuksal the Basimakum said Gimel Sepeis Mishnah Berurah. A person would not be joining them, and functioning the way a Shabbos functions for the average person, that would not be considered a kabua with them. Okay, Bayes. Kusi bismanazer, a real kab, but it's a lilim vein mizamna love. So the Samaritans nowadays have a full din of goyim, and they're not part of Klal Yisrael. Bisman the Chazal. At one point, they were considered with more head of machloikus. We passed in the kusim were Gary Emes. Sometime during the time of the Amoroyim, or the end of the Tanoyim, they started doing a Barazara, and eventually they just totally married out, etc. So there's no, they're no part of Klal Yisrael.
Question.
Yeah.
So at one point, when is it just that we didn't realize that they were really fakers the whole time, and they were never really Gary Emes, or is it that they...
No, they were Gary Emes. There was a period of about 400 years where they were...
They were accepted as part of Klal Yisrael.
Yeah.
And then they basically just said, no, forget it, we're going to go back to our old girl fat.
I don't think they went back. I think it was a new process. Wasn't connected back to the previous.
So they picked up a new Avodah Zarah as opposed to the old fashioned Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Okay. Amoritz Gomer Mezamnin Olav Bezman Hazeh. Okay. So what is this point of Bezman Hazeh? So the Mishnah Berurah Beis Amoritz Gomer. The Gemara meaning Dafilo Karta V'Shana V'Lashim Et Mishal Chamim Tahanu L'Habin Tamei Hamishnayos L'Hakshos L'Farik Ein Mezamnin Olav. So Amoritz says that we don't include him in. A definition of Amoritz, the Gemara says, is would be even if a person this the Shulchan isn't even Amoritz Gomer, as opposed to an Amoritz with the case we're discussing around him, even that Amoritz Gomer, you could be Mezamen Olav. And the Gemara is saying even a person who's on the other end, they were not Mezamen Olav. What was the definition of Amoritz? Amoritz is a person who has no knowledge, real knowledge of Torah. See, even if he learned the Torah Mikra, he learned Mishnayos, but if he's not made an effort to understand the logic behind them and the clarifying the differences and etc., those type of things, he ends up misunderstanding everything. So we're not supposed to convey with them. Okay? So you're not supposed to convey with them, so then they're not mitzdarif. So we say Bizmanaz, we are Mizamin Allah. So what's the difference? The Kakomer, the feel of Amoritz Gomer, Shane by Mikra Mishnah. Zadalo Bizmanaz, Hoyu Persham Nehem, Hoyu Gam Heim Persham in a Tzibra Lagamri. Because if we would be Persham them, they would be Persham us, and then they would really fall out. Bimana Makai Mitzis Hatara, Dora Mephursim Lechol Yisrael. If a person who's not keeping basic mitzvahs, which are, everybody knows about. He doesn't say Shema. Some say that we do include him. That's why we're going to rush. Ain mizam nolov. We don't include him. The mezekim and the klai is occur in kriyas Shema. So he's already moved himself out. So here we're talking about a person who's not just doesn't know mitzvahs, person does averus, that's for sure we would be perishing them, and that's what it is. Nowadays, we have a new madrega of the tinek shenishba concept. You know, the child, the person who's not knowledgeable, but you know, they didn't have. Basically, they had the people which were aware and chose not to. So that's what they're talking about. Asher is talking about.
Wouldn't all pretty much all reform and conservative Jews be considered tinek shenishba today?
For this purpose, yes. Okay. Zot the Shulchan Aruch Dalad. Every chabim ain mezamin in a love. The goy is not part of the zimun. Even if he would be davening to Hashem. In other words, he shemitz is b'nei noach. You know, he davening to Hashem, not the avodah zarah. Feel ger shemol b'lo tovah ain mezamin in a love. The ger who's not finished the process of geris is not. There's no din zimun with him. But he is considered chayv in benching, even though part of benching is al shinchat alav b'seinu. He may say that alav b'seinu, because he's considered a descendant from Avraham was the av for gerim.
Why would there be a chayv in mina that a goy has chelik in mitzvah the rice of b'chaz mozon? I mean, where's the Shulchan Aruch? Is there other places, like a guy can't blow a shofar for you, a guy doesn't count for a
minute? So you're asking a question. So like this, this din is actually a Gemara, and the more I ask the Kasha Pshita, the more I answer is Ger Shemov L'Tovol. So
it's different.
So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah. So the Shulchan Aruch sort of follow that and says, a guy, and even a Ger Shemov L'Tovol. Now, the Gemara said the guy is Pshita. The Gemara said, "Don't chiddush is the case of Mol
Latova."
Right. So that's what the Gemara does. So
I'm not sure. Why is it?
Well, it's the so the language of the Shulchan Aruch is difficult because the Shulchan Aruch is like going. I mean, there's kind of no chiddush in the case of the goy.
You could say this for any sif in the Shulchan Aruch. The guy doesn't barter this.
I don't.
No, I'm saying, the Gemara says the case of goy.
Right.
So the Shulchan Aruch said it. I mean, it's not a kash on the Shulchan Aruch. It's a kash on the Gemara. But the more I asked the kash on itself, pshita. The more I answered, get mobile etova.
Okay.
Saying so, but the end of the day, look, the only kids the Shulchan Aruch should say is mobile etova.
Right.
So it's shmir. So the Sharatzin and Aleph asked the question.
I don't see how you can say it's pshita that we can't accept a goy. Suppose you have a goy who, let's say, he looked into the possibility of becoming Jewish, decided, you know what? I love, I don't know, pork chops too much. I know there's no way I could keep kosher, but I still believe in Hashem. I'll stay as a goy and I'll follow Hashem as much as I possibly can as a goy. But I still believe in Hashem. How do you say pshita? He can't.
That's a Jew by choice.
What? No, it's a goy by choice.
No. But the dinam zimun is a person who's chayv benching. He's not chayv benching. That's the saying. The more
there's no chiyu for a goy to bench.
No. Do whatever he wants. He can bench if he wants, but he's not mechayev the bench.
Grace before meals.
Huh? What?
They say grace before meals.
Okay, Gimel.
Rabba Dub Dub, thanks for the grub.
Sifkan Gimel. Avichamim Ein. Hanu feeling he's coming on the work. Okay, even though he's dominating to Hashem, we don't include him. Mavul letovel. Kol much letovel. Adai kedin b'fnei bezin shloisha. Kibavur b'yardeis simin reisam aches. Sif Aleph mikri letovel. So if the tefillah was not done properly, even though he was terrible in a mikvah, but if it wasn't a bezin or whatever the reason why the tefillah wasn't done properly, that's not a tefillah for us. For our purposes, aim is amen alav. Then ger ashi yomol v'yitvul. The ger is not completed until the tefillah as well. The meal is done first. There was a famous maisa. I'm trying to place the date. It was in Yerushalayim. It has to be somewhere, I guess, around the turn of the century, around 1900, maybe a little before. That Rishmul Salant was the rav of Yerushalayim, and he had to leave the city, So he appointed a person named Reb Asher Lemel, was one of the Yonim. Reb Asher Lemel was appointed to be the acting Rav while he was away. So while Reb Shmuel was away, a situation came up with Ger Shemal v'Letoval. He had done Mila, he had not done Tefillah yet. The question was he allowed to keep Shabbos? Goyish Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. Does he have a dinner with Goy? So Reb Asher Lemel paskened. He's not a Jew, but he's not a Goy anymore. So the Isser of Gosh Shabbos doesn't apply to him. He's allowed to keep Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah came back and disagreed. He says, I didn't ask you to leave, you know, in my stead to make these Chidushim over here. And he wrote a long Tshuva against him, and Rosh Hashanah wrote a Tshuva back. Kitzur became one of these tumults which affected all of Klai Yisrael. There was multiple Tshuvas. There was a whole Sefer written on all the Tshuvas on the topic. The status of Ger Shemov Letovah. So Baruch Hashem, this story happened, we wouldn't have the whole Sefer. But.
Whoa. So what's the Maskana?
What's the Maskana? It's a Machlokas. Okay.
Now that obviously it's a Machlokas.
The Ikar Pesach is, you know, I was saying, the Ikar Pesach is that he should not keep Shabbos. Like Rosh Hashanah. He can lead the benching. He's a full ger. He can lead the benching. And he can say shachat l'vaseinu. The fish of Avram nitna ha'aretz l'mar rasha l'Avram nikra av hamoyin goyim. So, which Chazal understand it means of all of the nations which are coming to join Klai. So the Avram is considered. We had this before. So he davens for Nesu. He says elokeinu elokei avaseinu. He does say Lekei Abaseinu, so he says on Shechat Abaseinu as well. Sif Hei. Einin B'chol Shupatim Levarech. So a person is on Shabbos, a person is an Einin is Chayim Mitzvahs. During the weekday, an Einin is Potter from Mitzvahs, and if he's Potter from being Levarech, same as Amnon Alav. If he does eat with you, you cannot count him for a Zimun. Shabbarech has Shupatim Levarech. Pirish calls Man Shemesoi Mutalafon, as long as the mace has not been buried. So he's part of a mitzvah. He's chayv and taking. Chazal removed all mitzvahs from him and told him to focus on taking care of the burial. Give a simon, ayin aleph. Same as Amalav filo loymer mshayim rotsal lahak rolana silvorek rishus biyada. Even if you hold it, you couldn't say brachas. Even though he could, he's not mitzvah. If there's a chabura which takes care of all of the needs, a burial, and the person who's oinen gave the mace over to them, and they've taken full responsibilities, he doesn't have the name of oinen anymore. He's chayav mitzvahs. He doesn't have a dinner being chayiv, so he can't be mutzi somebody else as well. Noshim avodim vav, uktanim ein mezamnim aleim. You don't do zimun on uktanim or on noshim or avodim. A mezamn latzim, but they can make their own zimun. Okay, we'll take chibur shal noshim avodim ktanim mezamin yachad mishum pshitus ad avodim. We can't make a unit together of noshim and avodim, or avodim ktanim, because the avodim they shouldn't be sitting together with women making a group together. That's not safe. Because of their pshitus. Ela noshim latzman avodim latzman levavachli yizam lebashem. They cannot do a zimun Zeman of ten b'shem with the shame. Ketanim Sifat Yud Aleph Ayin Lekaman Sif Yud. It talks about we'll see that there might be an age of a katan which is chayiv. Emes Amen Aleim Ritzalermer Im Lo Hoyu Rak Shnei Anashim. There's only two men, so they want to make the third person be a woman or an eved or a katan. Ein Elam Itzar from the Shloisha. She's chayv al yodim bezimun. They don't make a group of three. Shem the elu enam bnei chiyuva bezimun. The commandment says zayin. They're not chayv in zimun. A woman is not chayv in zimun. She allowed to do zimun. She's not chayv in zimun. Feeling rotzul zamani mahem gam can enter rishayim. Therefore, you're not allowed to do zimun. Garmish noshim baatzim oyavodim sheish them al Al-Kaponim, Rishus, Azam, Kil Kameh. Now, women can make a Zimun, they have Rishus, to make a Zimun by three. So why can't you say, well, like, let the two men and the woman do a Zimun of Rishus? It's not proper that we should make this group. So what about a mother with her children and her husband? Like, so what's so bad about that? No, it's not considered. Again, they're not chayiv. Should there be a rishus? It's not considered a kviyas to make a chayiv a din rishus even. So abamazam laatzman rishus. They can make a zimun of their own, which they're not chuvuchiyiv to, like we'll see in the next sif, but they're allowed to. Require anoshim va'avadim is going on the case of women and avadim. There's no din of them being mezamen even rishus. The issue would be possibly an issue of chinuch, at most of it, they'd be an issue of kinuch, but they should do on their own. There's no such thing. fine. Pritusa d'avodim, we can't make a unit of women and avod or tanim and avod. Because the avodim are prutzim, shechshirim al znus, while mishkav zacher, we don't trust them on znus or mishkav zacher. So it's relevant to the women and to the children. And if liyash shlosh avodim, emes amen noshim mechabura achas dakati ikar pritzusa. So even if there be three avodim, so they don't need the women. But the ma'aseh, they shouldn't be sitting with women. We say no, we're not going to make a zimun in that scenario. Three avodim by themselves can make a zimun. But they cannot make a zimun v'shem. The askar is Hashem who davar shebekedusha. Who davar shebekedusha ain't an apokos me'asar zchorim v'nechar and kol kam el b'simin and hey. So the zimun v'shem is considered davar. It's something which needs a minion. It's davar shebekedusha which requires men b'nechar.
So wait a second. I thought slaves were bechuyev in all mitzvahs lo saseh. And they're talking about them being suspected about mishka zachar. I would think that that's a big no-no, no?
We're not saying they should do that. We're just saying that's a problem.
But if they... I don't know how to say this. If it's known that they're doing this, what do we do to stop it? Or do we try to stop it? Do we simply say, oh, look, he's a slave, it's okay?
It's okay. If we see it, we'll stop it. But we're not going to put people in a situation where they might be. We know that this is a problem. We're not going to endanger anybody. Okay. Okay. So now it's interesting. Point Mishabur says that Zimun v'Shem is considered Davar Shebekedusha. So it's quite a unique Davar Shebekedusha because we say it's sitting down. Why do we say sitting down? Normally, with Davar Shebekedusha, you have to stand. You know, Kaddish Kedusha. You know, all those things, the Davar Shebekedusha, you have to stand for them.
But you're supposed to sit by benching.
Because sit by benching, the point is, Badafka should be done as a kviyas, and the place that you wait, the kviyas together, should be done in the form of a kviyas, so that's why we sit. So in regards to the issue, do you have to really stand up when you say, Elokeinu? Like one of the questions that always comes up is, you know, when they say do you need to stand up over there?
Is that the same reason you're raising the challah by Hashem's name too? Is that like you're trying to be?
No, that's a cool thing. Yeah.
So anytime you bench, I mean, you're supposed to sit. But what about like a regular bracha corona for like say mezonos? You have to sit for that.
Preferably, you should be sitting. Yeah.
But you're allowed to stand.
No, you're supposed to, allowed to. You're supposed to sit.
You're supposed to sit.
You're supposed to sit when you're eating also.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why they have the term eating on the run, you know.
Okay.
So you're saying you shouldn't quote unquote eat on the run.
We don't encourage that. Now, so therefore, Mikra, then there's no din of Amida by Elokeinu. So, they set it up in Chachila, that this is a mitzvah which is done by Yeshiva, not by Amida. But I see in the Mesa Dish over here that they bring from Rav Scheinberg, that Rav Scheinberg held that there was a chiyuv to stand Molly Kamosai, and you say Elokeinu. So, because if you hold your chiyuv to stand, you know, the bump up, it doesn't count. You know, people like pop up a little bit. You have to stand. If it's din of Amida, there's din of Amida. So Rav Scheinberg said there is a lach of Amida, you have to stand. But some surface says you're not mechuyev to stand. Okay. Siv Zion. Noshim is amnus la'atzim rishus. That which women can make this group together is not a chiyev, it's a rishus. However, abal oich kashayach lo'im im ho'an roshim, when the men are chayev in zimun, the women are mechuyev the zimun as well, chayavis. V'yatziz b'zimun shalom, they're yatziz with the zimun of the men. Even if the woman is not doesn't understand, some of them didn't have any schooling, so they weren't knowledgeable in the language, they still be yotze by listening. We had this before, that the Shulchan Aruch actually that's not true. So when we preferable that they should preferably at least say along with the person who is leading the benching. Rishus Sipkotin's Tezayin. Now, what's the pshat? Why is it rishus? They can't do it with the men, it's preachers. Can't do it with the vadim, it's preachers. The group of themselves, they can do it. Why is it only rishus? Yesh lemer atah. L'rot shechachomim l'hatel aleyim chiyuv b'rechaz azimun k'shem b'fnei atzman. Sh'nein emotze kolkach chiyuv b'kiyos b'rechaz azimun. They didn't want to create such a situation where you have a chiyuv on them which they wouldn't necessarily be able to fulfill. They weren't necessarily familiar with it. It wasn't so common that they ate by themselves, and it wasn't so common that they were familiar with the process of Zimun. Therefore, they didn't want to create such a chiyuv. The Sharetzion brings a second argument, because the chachili is supposed to bench on a kais, and we discourage women from drinking, and a kais meant wine. We came up with this great idea called grape juice, but generally, Christ was wine, and we're not necessarily to be mechay them to drink wine. That we don't want to do. Leil Seder, we mechay them, but that's you know a unique situation. But if they're with men, chayav is Yud Zayin. Va'af al gav then he's barav simkotan Yud Beis. They mezamen noshim biyachad filo ratzu. They don't do zimun together. Should they chavarosim? No, it's not like a nice idea to be together. So you have two men and one woman. That's like using the woman to be officially part of the group is improper. It's clear and obvious that we're using the woman as part of the group. The three other people, the three men. We don't need the women to create the chiyuv zimun. Can afshah hanoshim avodim mitzdar from lo tzeis yedei chavosan b'shmiya mimavorech lan zachar abirchas zimun. Even though they're joining in, it's not considered uncomfortable and proper because they're not the part of the integral group which is creating the zimun. The b'yotz is by listening to the man. Shekemor shav hanoshim mitzim hanoshim. A man can mitzvah another man. Kach mitzvahim lenoshim. They can mitzvah women as well. Shulchan Aruch Graz Shadaitoi. Shulchan Aruch Harav says she mitzvah anoshim lischalak mechaburus anoshim lezam if they atzon or should be. If they want to make their own zimun and not be mezam with the man, they can do that too. But if you look at the Sharetzion in Sukkot and Tess, he brings it the Yad HaKetana. He says not like that because since Chazal did not put a chiyuv zimun on the woman. So they can have a choice to answer to the zimun of the men, which is a chiyuv gomer, or making the zimun of the themselves. Only rishos. It's much better to do something which is a chiyuv than do something which is rishos. So the Sharetzion suggests the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that in this case, once they ate with three men, which are mechuyev and zimun mikra din, and they're mechuyev and zimun, now it's not a rishos anymore. Now it's a chiyuv. So when they do a zimun of their own, it's not a zimun of chiyuv, not a zimun of rishos. That's what he wants to suggest. Fine. Alpha Pishenim of Venus, your test. Vayan Besimin, Kupsa Gimma, Mishaburus, of Cotton, Hey, Mashak Savlish, Shamashem Achredim. What we quoted before, the Yotzes Gam, Ide Birchus Hamazin, Mishmia, Mipiach, Avorach, Alpha Pishenim of Venus, Lashon Akkadish. The Yotzim, when they hear Lashon Akkadish, even though they don't understand the words, what it means, as long as they hear the words, they yotze. Ksav l'sham demikol malkum, yotze nochon shiomer achem avorach mila b'mila b'lachash im eshalem. Preferably, they should repeat what the mavorach is saying. They will not rely on shemei ka'ayinah when you don't understand what you're hearing. Okay. Ches. Androgynous. So Androgynous is a halachic, he's an anomaly. He has male and female features. And his status, all Androgynouses have the same status, so whatever it is, if they consider a man, they're all men. If they're a woman, they're all women. But we don't want them to join anybody else because maybe they're women, and they shouldn't join with the men. Maybe they're men, they shouldn't join with women. So the only other person that can be mighty is another androgynous.
How many times have you had more than one androgynous in a generation that they could join together? I mean, the impression I have is that this is not particularly common.
Okay.
I mean, has it ever happened that they had three androgynous together, they could get the bench together?
You know, okay. Mazamal is the main chof. The whole dragon is echod heim. They all have the same status. Mashain came with tumtum lekamei. The shem is that kashikra yimotzi zarker was at nekeva. When the nashim starts to be in hashim, the kedabas of vav. We're going to see in the next sif that a tumtum cannot be mitzarev with any other either another tumtum. So tumtum is a person who has neither male or female features, and we assume that what happens is there's an extra layer of skin which is blocking. They're able to tell their features, what they are. And if we would do the surgery to correct that, some of them will end up being male, some of them will end up being female. So we'd have people of that sort together. One might be a man, one might be a woman. They can't be much to each other. But that's by a tumtum, by an androgynous. They have both features, and there's a halachic query what they are. But whatever it is, it applies to all of them equally. Fine. He can't be mitzarf with men because maybe he has a set. They have a status of a woman. You can't let him be mitzarf with women. Now there is an opinion in the Gemara. The Shazir brings Levush. It's not a male or a female. It's a different type of bria. Baklal is a third option. But whatever he is or they are, they're all the same. So they can be mutz each other. Okay. Siv tes tumtum enol mezamen klal. Azumum. If you would have three. Well, they can't join into Zimun, and they can't make a Zimun of other tumtums either. With other tumtums. He can't join male or females either. Now, if there's three men benching, see, he can be the fourth and join. That he could do. Okay, so now what about a katan? Yod, a katan shigia lo'oinas ha'pa'utais. He's reached a stage called, an age called pa'utais. V'yadei l'mim avorkim. At that age already, he's considered familiar with, you know, how things work, etc. And he understands like the concept of who he's benching to, etc. So at that age, mezamnin alav umitzarav ben l'shloisha ben l'asara. So Shulchan Aruch holds you can now make him part of your zimun. We said before, a katan is accepted That's referring to a cousin under that age. Comes the room up. V'yesharim the ain mitzarfen asuklal atchihei ben shloishes v'yeshana. We need him to be 13 years old now. The point is, you need him to be an adult. Well, 13 years old is not enough because he has to have age plus he has to have the simonim. So the answer is oz machzikinan le gadol shehei b'shei saris. We have a halachic assumption when the child reaches the age of maturity, he also has the signs of maturity. Now, the actually we paskin that halachic assumption works for mitzvahs derabanan, does not work for mitzvahs deraisa. So you would not have a young man who's 13 years old laying parsha zocher for you mitzvah deraisa because you don't know for sure if he's a gadol. You can't have a young man who's 13 years old leading the davening because that's a mitzvah derabanan.
You can.
V'chein noigim. That's what I said to me. V'chein ein l'shanus, and that's the minute. So that we do not do zimun with a katan. Not like the Shulchan Aruch. V'cher shoshayto. Im echav and mavinim mitzarf on the zimun. Al bish ein acheres shemeya habracha. So if a cheres who is able to understand what he's doing, which is he's not, so he can speak but he can't hear. So he's considered a person who is chayiv in mitzvahs. But we have a different problem. He can't hear what you're saying. Practical issue. So he can be mitzar for the Zeman as well. And a shaytogomer is also referring to a person who's not a shaytogomer. Okay, then let's just make a dent in some of the shaburas. Shigia. Sukkot and Chav Gimel.
What about a shaytogomer?
He can be mitzar. Pachat mizeh, ein daito choshev l'chlum afilo yudele mimavorchim. But under the age of putois, even though this child happens to be, like, he understands what he's doing, but in general, that age is age. So Putas is actually mentioned in the Gemara. It's mentioned actually in the Kosher Mishpah terms that Chomer Masakin, that a Katan's transactions have validity from the age of Putas and onwards. So at that point in time, the Katan has, he gets the world. He understands. He has Das in that sense. He has some level of understanding what's going on around him. As opposed to a younger child, like, you know, he's a smart kid, but he just doesn't get it. He doesn't really understand, you know, how things are working. Even though he understands Hashem and who he's benching to, but at that point, Chazal considered that's not considered a din das even in Rabbana. Haputois, Hainu Keben Tesha, or Keben Esther. So that's the age of 9 or 10, depending on how sharp the kid is. Bishop the Huadim Pach Mishirze, Imhurak, Miben Shesh Vamalo, Imhukhara for Yudeli Mivorchim. There is an opinion which moves it down to, I think Rashi says it's from the age of 6. So we could, the Shulchan Aruch holds you can be mitzarefim. Hanu echad b'lishnaim. Ben l'shoshah ben l'sar. But this is limited to one child. You cannot, you know, so you have eight adults and two children, which are gil l'putos, you cannot make a minion of 10. So that works, ben l'shoshah. Well, this is involved. The name is Amnal Ketanim. Rabbi Ketanim, but Yosher or Shenim Yudelim Yevorchem. That which he had before Ketanim, not is either under that age, or the over the age, but they're just not familiar really with what with the whole concept of the benching yet. So then you would not be mitzar of them. Let's see this next Rashi. I'll hold it here.